Well, good morning, church. Are you good? Stand together. Welcome to Regeneration Nashville. We want to welcome those online and tell you how much we love you and appreciate you. And I think Pastor Jazz is going to be leading in a song about the King is in the room. And it reminded me of Tuesday when Pastor Cheryl took a mighty group of intercessors to the Capitol. And that prayer was prayed and it said, "Open up, all ye gates, be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and let the King of glory in." Let's let the King of glory in.
Come on, let's just lift our voices to the King. Come on, lift our voices to the King. Lord, come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord.
The captives run free. He's tearing down the wall.
Would you just lift your hands in the sanctuary? Come on, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence, for your anointing that breaks every yoke. Will you be my light when I cannot see? When I can't take another step, Lord, would you carry me? And when I lost my fight, will you be my strength? Will you set me a table in the presence of my enemies? Come on. I shall not want. I shall not want, yeah. Oh, my soul's got a shepherd in the valley, and I shall not. Come on, church, say I shall. I shall not want. I shall not want. Cup's running over. 'Cause my cup's running over, and I shall not want. Oh, will you please? Shadow, 'cause I've seen the sun. Come on, church. No, I will not stop when the way gets hard. No, no. 'Cause the green only grows in the valley, and that's where you are. I shall not want. Oh, I shall not want. Oh, my soul's got a shepherd in the valley, and I shall. Provider today. Lord. we thank you that you meet every need. Hallelujah. Let's just stay here for a moment and love on Jesus. Come on, tell him how much you love him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. We love you. We love you. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Then sings my soul.
Every church. How great is our God. Amen. I feel him in the house today. The Lord is always so faithful to show up where his people at. I give thanks to the Lord for that. This week I went with a women's Bible study. They opened it up and I went with them to the state capitol for the prayer meeting. And I tell you what, we got some praying women. We got some Abigails and we got some Deborahs, and it's an honor to be among the women of our church. I honor Pastor Cheryl and her faithfulness to the women's ministry and setting that up. And I had this preconceived notion, you know, when the Senator Mark Pody, he joined us, and, you know, I expected that he had been to many of these, and, you know, he'd read his remarks, and it'd be very cut and dry, in and out kind of thing. And I was shocked because that man got up there with such energy. And you could just see the Jesus in him. And he began to pour out his heart. And he said, I was a man that represented rural counties in Tennessee. And he said, I very much like that. And then God shifted me into Davidson County. And he said, God, why am I here? Well, I don't want to be here. And he began to press into God's word. If you don't know why you're somewhere, start pressing into God's word and he'll begin to open it up to you. And so that's what he did. And he began to dwell and meditate on the kings of Judah. And Hezekiah and Josiah came before him. And they went in and they weren't just righteous kings, but they went in and they tore down the high places. And he said, Lord, I want to be a man like that. And he said, how can I ask God to pour out his blessings on our city when in the very heart of our city, we have a temple and with the god Athena, a giant 40-foot statue? How can I ask God to bless our city when we have this temple at its very heart? And he said, I don't know how, but he said, I'm going to see it come down. I'm going to see God bring it down. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I didn't have it on my bingo card that day. God surely did that thing, put it in that man's heart. And so I just want you to be aware. I don't know if you know this, but people leave offerings to that giant statue of Athena. We call it Jezebel. But people leave candles and coins and little offerings and all kinds of stuff because it is a touch point for them. It is a house of demons. What we see in the natural there is the representation of a war that is going on for the soul of our city. In the 1850s, Nashville got the name Athens of the South. The devil was trying to name our city and then became, we built the Parthenon and then built the statue. And so the devil's been planning this for a long time, but he didn't plan for Regeneration Nashville. Amen. We're going to stand in that thing's way and say no more. It will not prosper. And we declare and decree that Nashville stands for the Lord Jesus Christ. He rules and he reigns. Hallelujah. Let's turn our hearts to giving this morning and we'll say our offering declaration together. Because I am a tither and a giver, the windows of heaven are open to me, and God rebukes the devourer for my sake. I am blessed financially and receive a blessing that I cannot contain. I choose to sow cheerfully and bountifully, knowing I will reap bountifully. He makes me the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. The blessings of God are chasing me and overtaking me. Because God loves to see me prosper, I am believing him for advancements, God ideas, blessings and increases, financial freedom and breakthroughs. Hallelujah. Ushers, you may serve the people.
Good morning, Regeneration Nashville. How's everybody doing today? Yes, if no one's told you they love you yet, I want to be the first. I love you. So glad to have you here. I'm glad the Holy Ghost is in the house today. Amen. I'm glad to have our online members today. We honor you. We love you. We welcome you. We have visitors from all over the place here. I just want to say Michigan. Where is Michigan? Stand, Michigan. Let us welcome you. Glad to have Michigan in the house. Praise the Lord. Mississippi. Where's Mississippi? Where's Mississippi? Oh, stand. Let us welcome Mississippi. God bless you. Honored to have you. Amen. Nebraska. Where's Nebraska? I can see right now I'm going to have to put my glasses on. Stand up, Nebraska. Let us welcome you. Wow. Honored to have you here. God bless you. Welcome to Regeneration Nashville. North Carolina. Where's North Carolina? God bless you. Yes, North Carolina. Amen. Do y'all know each other? Y'all didn't come together. Well, we're glad you're here. God bless you. Okay, Wisconsin. Wisconsin in the house. Wow. Praise the Lord. Glad to have you. Any other states represented here today that we can welcome? Any other states that we haven't mentioned? Huh? All right. Well, anybody? Huh? Alabama. Y'all are shy. Just go ahead and stand up. Let us welcome you. Glad to have Alabama in the house. God bless you. Glad to have you here. We also have Pastors Luca from White House, Tennessee. They have started a church in White House, and you have service on Wednesday night. Is that right? Sunday night. Sorry. Stand and let us welcome you. Honored to have you here. God bless you. God bless you and your beautiful daughter. We're just so honored to have you here. I do have a few announcements that I need to make for you. If you're a community group leader, there is a training session on August the 2nd at 10:45. That's a Saturday. We also have a new members class. So if you would like to become a member of Regeneration Nashville so that you can find a place to serve, please come to the Renew membership class, and that is August the 10th at 9:15. And that is a Sunday, right before church. We'll have a little new members class. I'd love to have you. The Back to School Bash is coming up. Amen. Back to School Bash. And that is July the 26th. So is that next Saturday? That's next Saturday. I want y'all to pray for cool weather, okay? Ask the Lord to turn the air conditioner on August 26th because we're going to have lots of volunteers and lots of things going on, but we need volunteers. And so people hand out bags and flip hamburgers. Are we going to have hamburgers? Yeah, we're going to have hamburgers. That's enough reason right there to come. But it is a wonderful outreach to the community. And we want to be an outreach soul-winning church here at Regeneration Nashville. Also want to remind you that Brother Robin Bullock will be with us Sunday night, August the 31st. But you know, yes, amen. I'm excited about it. There's no telling what God's going to do. I'm going to tell you something else. Come and get a seat early because the house is going to fill up. So anyway, Brother Robin Bullock and his whole team will be here August the 31st. But I just, this is what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. So I heard a story when I was a little girl about a man was driving down a road, and he saw a man bent over, and he was carrying a heavy sack, a heavy burden. So the man pulled his pickup truck over, and he said, "Sir, why don't you jump on the back, and I'll take you where you're going. I'll take you down the road." And so the man jumped on the back, went on down the road a ways. And the man driving turned around and realized that the man was still carrying his sack, that he hadn't laid his burden down. And I was standing in service here during the worship time, and I felt the Holy Spirit just quicken this to me. There are some people that came today carrying a heavy burden, and you weighted down. You're loaded down. And I just want to say, you're in a safe place today. And you can just go on and lay that burden down. Whatever it is you're facing, whatever that's made you fearful, the dread that you have for the future, the struggle that's going on in your home or your business, your finances, just go on and lay it down. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. I want to tell you something else too. You've come to a very safe place. This house, Regeneration Nashville, is full of loving people that have been through a lot, that are overcomers, who will love you through your pain. First, I want to say welcome home. Welcome home to Regeneration Nashville. But I also want to say, just go on and lay it down. Lay it down and let it ride. You got a
song. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay,
come on over here,
my burden down.
Sing it, Jasmine.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Since I lay my burden down, sing it. Glory, glory, glory.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. I didn't catch your name, Pastor.
Luker.
Can I lay hands on you and your wife? Karababa Sunday. Karababa Sunday. God, I lay hands. Hallelujah. I sent you, says the Lord, because there's life in your spirit. And I'm going to do a quick work, says God. I've been preparing you for this hour, for this time. And I am not going to disappoint you, says the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord is going to, it's already gone before you. And I've already invaded that place. And just as I invaded the White House in this nation, so am I invading White House, saith the Lord. And my spirit is upon thee. God said, I'm going to begin to send resources. I'm going to send you people. For I did not send you to be a failure. I did not send you to be discouraged. I did not send you to labor in weakness, says the Lord, and in failure. But oh, this is a different hour, saith God. And there are even those that I'm going to send to you that are going to stand alongside of you. They're going to hold up your hands. But know this, saith God, this is not a time for play, church. This is a time, saith God, that I anoint you, hallelujah, that strongholds, demonic spirits, be not afraid, saith the Lord, to declare the word of God, for out of thy belly shall begin to flow rivers of living water. So I will not leave thee, I will not forsake thee, saith God. And even this day I put a mantle of the Lord upon thee. I put fire in your belly, and I put a sword in your mouth, because I have set you for such a time as this, and I will stand with thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yesterday I went to prayer and I had a message all set up for today. And in the middle of prayer, God changed my message. So first of all, I make no apologies for what I'm getting ready to preach. And if you don't like anointing or intense preaching, I'm going to give you about 10 seconds and you can go ahead and leave and we won't be angry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is the Spirit of the Lord in this house, and God's had it up to here with the enemy and the mocking demon spirits that have come against the people of the Lord. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So I loosen the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus over every man and woman in this building, over our nation, over the house of the Lord, over the word of the Lord. And God says that there is an impulse, hallelujah, of the Spirit of the Lord that is resonating by the power of God. I want to read a few verses. We're going to go to the book of Genesis. I just want to touch on a verse we've preached out of several times, Genesis chapter 3. I'm going to read verse 15, and then we're going to go to 1 Samuel chapter 17. Verse 15 of Genesis 3, I will put enmity or hatred between thee and the woman, between the devil and the church, and between thy seed. Did you know the devil has seed? He has children. New Testament says, he's explaining the parable of the tares and the wheat. He said, these are the children of the devil. So I'm going to put hatred between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. This is the very first prophecy in the Bible, and the very first prophecy that God gives utterance to is not to a person, but to the devil himself. So God seals the enemy's fate in the third chapter of Genesis before everything else unfolds. So this ought to be an encouragement to you today that the fight is fixed. The battle has already been won. The devil is not going to be, but he is defeated by the power of God. You are not going to win. You have already won. You are not hoping to be a victor. You are a victor. You're not fighting for victory. You already have the victory. You're not wondering if God's going to do something. He already has done something. He has already declared the word. It will not return unto him void. Now, very quickly, we will switch over to 1 Samuel chapter 17. I've preached on this so much that this part has come out of my Bible. Let's just start verse 42. And this is talking about Goliath. And when the Philistine or Goliath came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare his shield went before him. See, Goliath had some, he thought he had some protection between him and who he was going to engage in battle. And when Goliath looked about, he saw David, he disdained him. For he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that you come to me with staves? And Goliath cursed David by his gods. Verse 45, then David said to the Philistine or Goliath, you come to me with a sword and a spear and a shield. You're coming against me with your man-made weapons. But I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you defile. This day, not maybe, not somewhere in the future, not 15 years from now, but today, the Lord will deliver you into my hand. I hope I will. Maybe if I pray enough, but I will smite thee. I'm going to take your head from you. I'm going to give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Verse 51, then David ran, stood upon the Philistine, took out his sword, drew it out of the sheath thereof. Now David is using the enemy's own weapon that the enemy brought to the battle to take him out. Drew it out of the sheath, slew him. Evidently, the stone just knocked him out. He's just laying there stunned. So that wasn't enough for David. He pulled out Goliath's own sword, slew him. Evidently, I was going to leave this up here for a little bit, but maybe I'll just pull it out now. Drew it out. Slew him. There's an anointing of David in the house today. Cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw the champion was dead, they ran. Verse 54. And David took the head of the Philistine, brought it to Jerusalem, and he put his armor in the tent. You could be seated. When I knew God changed my message because the Lord spoke this to me, he said, I am destroying, not going to, but I am in the middle of destroying strongholds, even ancient strongholds that are in this nation that have seemed untouchable. And God said, things that have been done in secret, I am revealing, and things that have been hid, I am uncovering. And then God brought me to this. And so we find in this story that God has already prophetically made a declaration that the devil can touch the heel, but he can't touch the head. And he said this, you are going to bruise his heel. But he said there is going to be a day when prophecy is going to be fulfilled and the head of the enemy is going to be defeated. And tell you by the Spirit of the Lord that there is a sword being wielded in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost that we are beginning to see by the power of God. And this is not a political movement. This is a spiritual movement that supersedes anything in politics. Men can pass laws, but it is only God that can deal with the forces of hell. And God raises up men. He raises up churches for strategic times and strategic places by the Holy Ghost. And I want to put people on notice. Don't come to this church thinking you're going to disrupt this house. Don't think that you're going to walk in our building and raise havoc, because there are angel hosts that stand at the gates of this place. We are not a normal church. You can't waltz in here and think that you can do whatever you want, but there is a sword of the Spirit of the Lord that is released by the power of God. Now, you can go ahead and put that on Facebook. I don't care, but I declare by the word of the Lord that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The problem is the enemy went to sleep because we got too many dead, gutless preachers that stand in pulpits that don't know how to pray, never been anointed, and the enemy is not moved. But God, give me some men that got fire shut up in their bones, that are not intimidated, that move under Elijah's anointing. David cuts his head off, and he's standing there, and the Holy Ghost moves on him. He says, pick up that head. We're going somewhere. And David picks up the head, and the Holy Ghost moves on him. Says, take it to Jerusalem, which was about 15 or 20 miles away. So David begins to walk. History says Goliath's head was something about that big. It's hideous to look at. The eyes are protruding. Flesh is hanging from the neck, from where it's been severed from the body. It's dripping blood. And here is this man of God carrying this bloody head to Jerusalem. When he got to Jerusalem, the Jews had a law that it was ceremonially unclean to bring that head inside the gates of Jerusalem. But the Holy Spirit never intended for the head to be brought in to the gates of Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit got him to the foot of Mount Moriah and said, take it to the top. And that day, King David, who was not yet king, is carrying the seed of the devil in his hand and the seed of Christ in his loins. And he begins to walk up to the top of Mount Moriah. And when he gets to the top of the mountain, the Holy Spirit, the rabbi commentaries, the midrash, they all talk about this, that he buries the head of Goliath on the top of Mount Moriah and leaves him there. And now we skip way into the New Testament. The scripture says that Jesus, hallelujah, who was being prophesied about, he was the seed of the woman. Before he died, Mary, the sister of Lazarus, comes into the room where he is, and she takes this anointing oil, and she begins to anoint the feet of Jesus. The reason why is because anointing protects. There's something about the oil of anointing that it protects. And she does not know what she's doing, but Jesus did. He said this, she's doing it for my burial. She gets down on the ground, and she begins to take the anointing. She begins to rub the feet of Jesus. The reason being, I believe, is because prophecy says there will come a day when the enemy is going to bruise the heel of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross, they did not drive the nail through the front of his foot. They drove the nail through his heel. Thou wilt bruise his heel. But that day when the nail went through the heel of Jesus, it already had anointing on the heel, hallelujah, that the wound was only temporary, because 3 days later, you couldn't find an open wound on the heel of Jesus Christ. I declare to you by the Spirit of the Lord, I see it by the Holy Ghost, there are wounds right now that the enemy inflicted on you and I and the church, and they are supernaturally closing up, and they are healing by the power of God. The church that's going to march into Zion is not going to march like this with a wounded heel, but the Bible says we're going to run and not be weary. We're going to walk and not faint. There is no wound on the body of Christ. The strongholds of hell that have raised themselves up against the house of the Lord are being dismantled. When Jesus was crucified, that cross was erected and it was dropped in that hole. Almost all of your Jewish scholars agree on this. It's very interesting because it says Goliath of Gath. And I did a whole bunch of research on this. It's so amazing how God will tie things together, and he will do things that are not relevant for the time, but they point to something else. Goliath of Gath. The word Goliath comes from the Hebrew word Gol. And the word Gath, rabbis attach it to the root Hebrew word Gala. If you put them together, it says Goliath of Gath or Golgotha. When God had David, listen, when Jesus, that day they put the cross on him and he's walking up the hill of Calvary, it wasn't the first time. He had walked up this hill in the loins of David. But this time, hallelujah, it wasn't in the loins of David. It was real time that Jesus is walking up. When he gets to the top of the hill, and they drop the cross into the hole, and they begin to wound him, and the blood of Jesus begins to drop. That day, Genesis 3 was fulfilled. Because the head, hallelujah, of the enemy was being defeated by the power of God. And the blood of Jesus began to penetrate the soil, and it began to drop down, I believe, on an old skull that had been in the soil, that had intimidated the people of God. There are giants that have risen up over the last few decades in this nation that have intimidated the house of God, that have said, you can't do this. We've got you. We've wounded you. But I heard the Holy Spirit say, I am now going to begin to sever the head from the enemy in this nation. And I declare by the Spirit of the Lord that there is something powerful by the power of God. Ephesians 6 says this to you and I, put on the whole armor of God. But then it says above all, hallelujah, taking the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. There is a severing of the demonic powers. The headship in the spirit realm. We're not talking about people or political parties. I am talking about an ancient spirit that has ruled. No wonder we got a congressman that has said it's time to remove an Athenian temple in this city. We've been prophesying it. We've been declaring it by the Spirit of the Lord that where God is, there is a Spirit of God. When the enemy cometh in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him. The spirit of cancer. Take the sword of the Spirit. That day, God took something that was young and fresh, that looked like he was outmatched. But I hear a verse that says, in the last days, I am going to raise up the tabernacle of David. And I declare by the Spirit of God that every demonic person, you are outmatched by the blood of the Lamb and the power of God. We are not intimidated. We are not going to back down by the Spirit of the Lord. And when the enemy comes in and says, I've got you with cancer, we take the sword of the Spirit and say, I am the God that healeth thee. Depression that rules in this nation that says you need medication, I take the sword of the Spirit and I say, he whose mind is stayed on me, I will keep him in perfect peace. I declare that when it looks like the enemy's gonna win, we take the sword of the Spirit that says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. When bankruptcy's knocking on your door and you're a tither and the enemy says, I got you, you take the sword of the Spirit that says, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse. I will rebuke the devourer off of thee by the Spirit of God. I declare, may God put an unction in your spirit today. May out of your belly begin to flow rivers of living water. May the Spirit of boldness begin to come upon you. May you rise up in the Holy Ghost and say, enough is enough. But the blood of Jesus is more than enough. Romans 16 and 20 says, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet. God, before this year's out, saith the Lord, I am going to fulfill promises that I have made to the house of God and to this nation. And God is going to fulfill his word. If you feel defenseless, get a hold of the sword that says in Exodus 14, I will fight for you. If you feel weary, get a hold of the sword in Matthew 11, 28 that says, I will give you rest. If you feel condemned from your past, but the blood of Jesus is upon you, get a hold of Hebrews 8, 12 that says, I will forgive your sins. If you feel weak in the battle, get a hold of Isaiah 41, 10 that says, I will strengthen you. If you feel like you can't make it and your needs are too great, get a hold of Philippians 4, 19. I will supply all of your need according to my riches in glory. If you feel like your friends have left you and you're standing alone in the battle, get a hold of Hebrews 13, 5. That says, I will never, no, never, no matter what happens, I will never leave thee and I will never forsake thee. May God, listen, if you feel like if life ain't worth living, get a hold of the scripture that says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I declare by the word of the Lord that God, over this nation, strongholds in politics, God can do anything he wants to. Stephen Colbert, bye-bye. God, shut down The View. I know I'm controversial today. Make no apologies for it. They don't make any apologies, so we're not taking any apologies. Hallelujah. Listen, God said that whatever we come into agreement with, the Lord will do it. See, the world isn't used to churches like this. They want us to be politically correct while they pull their own mess behind the scenes. But God, hallelujah, if he be for us, nobody can be against us. Part of the problem is we got intimidated by the enemy and we wanted the world to like us. But the Bible says he who is a friend of the world is an enemy of God. There are children of the devil and there are children of the righteous. So today we release, hallelujah, over this area. You say, how can it be? Because the world does not belong to men. It belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Heaven is his throne. The earth is his footstool. And where the foot of the Lord, that's why he told Abraham, everywhere you put your foot, I'll give it to you. Some of you need to stand up in the Holy Ghost and begin to walk through your house and begin to declare in the name of the Lord, this is mine. This is mine. This is mine. Hallelujah. You need to declare by the Spirit of God, this is my inheritance, this is my promise, this is my blessing. You need to lay hands on your kids. If they're not there, get a picture. Put your hand on that picture and declare, come home, come home, come home. You belong to the kingdom of the Lord. We'll be nice next week. But I feel a strong unction of the Holy Ghost that there have been strongholds in this nation. We pull down every stronghold in our government in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't think that God needs more men to be in office. God just needs more Christians to start praying. If my people who are called by my name will pray, I will heal the land. God is setting the stage for the greatest end time move of the Lord that we've ever seen in centuries by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Karababo Shande. Harababa Sandai. And the day is going to come, says the Lord, that you have to get here an hour or two early just to get in this building because of the drawing of the Spirit of God. God said, I'm removing some old men in this nation who have had great influence over laws that have went over this country. And God said, I'm removing them. And the Lord said, I'm replacing them. And God says, I am also loosing a spirit of reversal by the power of the Holy Ghost. Shita rabababa sunday. Hallelujah. Nara mama masandai. And God says, I've already drawn the sword. And the Lord said, I am cutting the head off of the snake in this nation. The Lord says that this nation is going to be ground zero for the greatest outpouring of the Holy Ghost that this earth has ever seen. And God said that even as the children of Israel in their unbelief said that our children will be eaten up by the inhabitants of Canaan, God said, I took that generation and gave them the land of Canaan. And the Lord says the reason that there has been such an assault on the young generation is because the enemy knows that there is a release of the baptism of the glory of God that's getting ready to hit this young generation by the Spirit of the Lord. I see hundreds of kids dancing under the power of the Holy Ghost by the Spirit of God and the power of the Lord. I see divine healing beginning to flow in the name of the Lord. And God said, as I'm cutting the head off of Goliath in the Spirit, the Lord says, prepare yourself, for there is such an acceleration of the glory of God that is going to hit the body of Christ, that God said that money's going to come in, abundance is going to come in, saith the Lord, that upon this house right now, in the name of Jesus, I bind, I cast out every spirit of infirmity and sickness in the name of the Lord. Under an Elijah anointing, we declare the name of the Lord, that every assault, every demon spirit, every assignment is broken by the power of the Holy Ghost. I loose your eyes to begin to see those things that God has prepared for you. God said, I take the spirit of heaviness off of you, and I clothe this house today with a garment of praise. I remove the weight off of your spirit, and I put your feet like hinds feet. God said, I'm putting a shout back in your spirit. I'm putting joy back in your soul. I'm putting a sound of war in your spirit, saith God. I'm putting back in your hand the sword of the Lord. The sword of the Lord. God said, this is not war. This is reclaiming that which belongs to him by the Spirit of God. The Lord says, even this week, this coming week, says the Lord, I'm going to confirm this word. Hallelujah. I see God putting the sword back in the hands of the people of God. And just as David took the head off of Goliath, God said, the church, the people of the Lord that I have raised up by the Spirit of God in the spirit realm. This is not natural violence. This is not natural blood. God said, it's not people that have been my enemy, but it has been demonic spirits. And the Lord said, there have been demons that have mocked the house, mocked God's people, shut down preachers. And the Lord says, I have loosed an end angelic host that is walking through the land. And God said, I saw it in the spirit. The Lord said, my word is going to cut a swath by the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. He sent his word and he healed them. God said, prepare yourself. I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to do things that you didn't even know were going to happen. For there is a suddenly loose by the anointing of God in this sanctuary upon you by the Spirit of the Lord. Stand with me today. Hallelujah. That day on Calvary, Mount Moriah was the highest mountain in Jerusalem. Oh, it reaches to the highest mountain, the blood. Oh, it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Hallelujah. Oh, it reaches for the highest mountain. The devil knows things in the spirit. The most expensive piece of real estate in the entire world is the Temple Mount. And of all the places that the enemy could have built his temple, he built it on top of Mount Moriah. I believe that Jesus, hallelujah, is going to reclaim some real estate, because the blood of Jesus hit the soil. Life is in the blood. And see, Jesus was the seed of David. And the blood began to go down into the soil till it hit that old skull. And that day, the head of the enemy got crushed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Somewhere, faith has to be fulfilled. The Bible talks about these all died in the faith, not yet receiving the promise, but I think that was talking about seeing the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. You and I are going to see God shake this nation. This is going to be a righteous nation. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, by the Spirit of the Lord, there is a Davidic anointing. And we're cutting the head off of the enemy. We got the head of the enemy in the hand, and we got the blood of Christ in our hearts. And we're ascending. Who shall ascend unto the holy hill of the Lord, but he who hath clean hands and a pure heart. Karabobo Sunday, hallelujah. I don't know, maybe you don't. I'll go over here and preach to y'all. I don't know if they know me over there. Hallelujah. He who hath clean hands and a pure heart. Hallelujah. Do you feel what the Spirit of the Lord is doing? How about this side? I'm going to leave the middle alone. They're just looking at me. Is there anybody over here that got it in their spirit that you're ready to pick up a sword of the Lord and go to war by the Spirit of God? Now, is there a shout in this building? Say, how do I do it? Pick up the sword. Go to your infirmity and begin to declare the word of the Lord, that when the enemy said, I'm going to do this, you pull out the sword and say, no, I'm going to do this by the word of God. There is not one thing that this book has not given you authority over, that out of your belly shall begin to flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, 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 well. Hallelujah. Do you feel? Listen, there's something. This is not just emotion. I'm not trying to hype you up. I'm telling you that somebody is getting ready to catch on fire. Well, I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire. Hallelujah. Out of your belly. What is that? He shall baptize you with what? The Holy Ghost and fire. Oh, Yataya Baba Sunday. I dare you to get out of your seat and begin to put the sword of the Lord in your hand and get loose in the Holy Ghost.
Well, I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire, catch on fire, catch on fire.
I wish somebody's soul would
catch on fire, burning with the Holy Ghost.
Well, I wish somebody's soul would
catch on fire, catch on fire, catch on fire.
Well, I wish somebody's soul would
catch on fire.
Hey, I can't think of a better way to destroy the yoke of the devil than for somebody to give their heart to Jesus Christ today. Would that be all right? I want every head bowed and every eye closed. There's some folks that came in today heavy burdened with sin. You just say, Pastor Candy, the devil has beat me up and I'm ready to just surrender to Jesus Christ. I am ready to just sell out completely. Maybe you've been in a little bit and out a little bit. In a lot, out a lot. But I'm telling you, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to sell out to Jesus Christ. You say, that's me. I'm ready. Just slip up your hand right where you are. I'm not going to make you come down front. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. I did see that hand. You didn't think I saw it. Yes, sir, I see. Anybody else, too, I saw. Anybody else? Jesus loves you today. Jesus loves you. Come on, slip it right up. This church loves you. Yes, this is a church. Yes, I see. Anybody else? Anybody else? Come on. I'm telling you, Spirit of God's drawing some folks today. Anybody else? Jesus loves you. Come on, just slip it up and slip it back down where I can see. All right, we're going to change the order of service here, but I want us as a church family to pray. Everybody under the sound of my voice, even those online, if you would, pray with us. Come on. Father, I come to you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner, but I believe that Jesus Christ is God made manifest in flesh. He died on a cross and he rose again that I could have eternal life. So, Lord, would you come into my heart? Would you wash me with the blood of Jesus? Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Now, Lord, God, I pray that you would bless the greatest people on the planet that are under the sound of my voice in this room and around the world. And Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus that the Word of God will be made manifest in our lives today, that we will see with our eyes the salvation of the Lord, that we will see with our eyes every demon spirit that has warred against us, his head cut off, his head destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, lift every burden. God, hear and answer every prayer. God, we come into agreement with one another that our prodigals are coming home. We come into agreement today, God, that abortion is abolished in this nation. God, we come into agreement that our children in the United States of America will not be mutilated in their genitals. God, we come into agreement today that righteousness will rule in the United States of America and globally around the world. Father, lift the heavy loads today. In Jesus' name, and we give you the praise for it.
As we get ready to end, the scripture says that when David cut Goliath's head off, that the enemy ran and the Israelites chased them. There is a switch coming in the Spirit of the Lord. Some of you need to get your track shoes ready. Hallelujah. All right. If anybody has a dependable used car that you would like to donate, we have somebody that's in desperate need, and we'll give you a tax receipt. So just pray about that. That's all I'm going to say about it. Thank you for coming out today to the house of the Lord. We're so honored, my wife and I, that you would trust your souls to us. And together, we're going to change this state. Hallelujah. We're going to change the world. Amen. And if nobody's told you that really means it, that they love you, I love you. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful afternoon.